Piper and the Box Giant.
The Box Giant?
Yeah.
What happened to the Hungry Giant? Or the Daddy Giant or the Weapon Giant?
We're not going to tell about Ben the Box Giant.
I'm giving you a hint. I don't know about him. What does the Box Giant do?
He does all kinds of things with boxes.
All kinds of things, huh?
Yeah. Boxes.
You mean like mailboxes and fox boxes?
Yeah. He even plays with mailboxes.
Yeah? And you know how Jackie Piper met him one day?
How?
It was a rainy day and Jackie Piper could not go outside. So he decided to go down to his basement and play by himself for a little bit. And he was down there and he started looking around the basement and he noticed there was a lot of some square brown things down in his basement. And you know what those things were?
Boxes.
That's right. So Jackie started opening up some of those boxes. And before long, he had found some boxes full of all kinds of different things.
Like what?
He found a couple boxes full of Christmas stuff, one with Easter things. He found a box of old papers that his daddy had made when his daddy was a little boy. And he looked at the pictures that his daddy drew when his daddy was 6 years old. That was pretty funny. His daddy used to draw just about as good as him.
Well, Jack was only 5.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. He found one box full of seashells. Can you imagine anything else he might find in those boxes?
Halloween things,
huh? Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Daddy.
Whole box full of daddies.
Yeah.
He found his friend Bob Barr's daddy. And his friend Minnie's daddy. Even Leo and Emily's daddy were in there.
Yeah.
And he looked down there and he said, "What are you guys doing?" He said, "We're trying to get out. This box is very tall." And how could Jackie think to get them out of the box?
And did you miss? What? You were even in the box.
Me?
Yeah.
Steven's daddy.
Yes.
Well, can you guess how it was when we finally got out of that box?
How? Cut a hole in the bottom.
That's what Jackie's daddy did. And it worked pretty well, except for one small thing.
What?
Leo's giant was standing on the hole, and he fell right down out of the box to the ground and bonked his head. The rest of the daddies tied a small rope ladder. They climbed down the rope ladder to get out. And then they went back upstairs and back to work. Well.
And the other box was full of hair.
Full of hair?
Yeah. And another box had mommies. Tell some mommies to be in.
Yeah. Whose mommies were in there?
Mommy.
Your mommy?
Yes.
Was John Pook's mommy in there?
Yes. Jackie's mommy.
Jackie's mommy. There was even a mole mommy.
A mole mommy.
Do you know whose mommy that was?
Whose?
Who's the mole?
Mole the chicken.
Right. And there was one giant in there who had lost everything.
Who?
The Lose Giant's mommy. And Jackie opened the box. She said, "Excuse me, I've lost my boy. Have you seen him?" Well, last I saw him, he was down the street looking for his mommy, said. "Oh my, we'll never get together," she said. Well, one day she says, "Maybe we can find his daddy. He can help us. Do you know why?"
Why?
The Lose Giant's daddy is the Fine Giant.
Who?
Who's the Fine Giant? Mm-hmm. You don't know about him? he can find anything.
The mole detective.
Yeah, but no, the flying giant is just a different giant. He's named the flying giant. The mole detective can help him. But the flying giant can find anything. Like, if you throw a rock into the lake,
yeah, he
can help you find it. If you drop a piece of paper out the window on the highway,
yeah,
he can find it. When you go to the barber and she cuts off your hair, he can help you find every hair. And then he'll get his friend, you know, the Lose Giant's other friend.
Yeah.
The glue giant.
Yeah.
Well, when the fine giant finds all your hair the barber cuts off,
yeah,
the glue giant can come along and guess what he'll do?
Glue it back on.
That happened to John Pook one time. He looked pretty funny. Go to school with hair glued all over his body. Especially because they made a small mistake. And they glued the hair to his ears.
And I also looked at that Jackie.
Jackie too.
Yeah. And you see, I'm when if you drop a hair,
yeah,
he can find it, and he'll get the glue giant, and the glue giant might even glue it to your nose.
Your nose. Yeah, a hairy nose.
And another box is full of the number 10.
Full of the number 10.
Yeah.
There were tens hopping all around that box.
Yeah. And
some of those tens wanted to get in the box and be divided by five and turn to two. And then one in one box, most unusual of all, he looked inside it and saw a small road leading to a small house. A house that looked like a
what?
Box. So you know what Jackie decided to do?
What?
He hopped right into that box. Went down the road. And pretty soon, he got to the door of that box. And what do you think he would do with the door?
Knock.
That's just what you might thought he did. But not Jackie.
What?
He went running and stuck his head right through the wall. But because it was only made of cardboard, and he got his head stuck through the wall, but the rest of his body couldn't get in, and his head wouldn't come out. He was stuck there in the wall. And he looked inside, and guess who he should see inside that box but
who?
The
box giant.
That's right. And the box giant said, my, whose head do we have peeking through my wall? It's not every day I have a head in here. But this is quite handy, said the box giant. I was just looking for something to practice throwing my chocolate pies at.
And oh, no.
Your nose looks like a good target, little boy.
Oh, no.
So do you know what that box giant did? He ran into the kitchen.
Chocolate pie
throwing them at Jackie. He threw that chocolate pie at Jackie. He's like, oh boy, he's gonna get him right in the nose. But Jackie was a little too smart for him. That pie was coming for his nose, and this is what Jackie did. He opened his mouth, and the pie went right in his mouth. Thank you, sir. May I have some more? So this time he went and got a bottle of milk. Hooked it to the hose and squirted it right in Jackie's ear. But Jackie was too quick.
What?
He turned his head and he drank up that milk. And then what else do you think the box giant might try to do?
got a bottle of Sprite and hooked the hose to it and tried to squirt it up his nose. And then you can tell the rest.
But Jackie went and grabbed a straw and sucked it right down.
Sucked it into his
into his mouth. Sucked it through a straw into his nose. No, not that. But then Jackie's head had been wiggling. He was able to pop his head out of the hole. And this time he came around and did what he should have done the first time.
What?
Which is come in through the window. No, he went, I'm teasing. He went and knocked on the door. And the box giant let him in and said, "Oh, hello, who are you?" "I'm the boy who was just in your wall." "Oh, you can't be him," said the box giant. "You have a body, shoulders and legs. That was just a head that was stuck in my wall. That was no body." "No, that was my head," said Jackie. "Well, I'm sure it could not have been you," said the giant. "You have a body. That was just a head." Right then, Jackie knew the box giant was not very
smart.
That is right. So,
he did what?
Jackie decided he had had about enough boxing that day. So he told the box giant that he had to leave right then because his mommy was stuck and he needed to help her get out of somewhere. I don't remember where she was.
A box.
Yeah. So he said goodbye to the box giant, but the box giant made Jackie promise that Jackie would come back and play with him the next day. And that's just what Jackie was going to do.
Okay, what song are you going to play?
Now this is a song from the North Pole.
Okay. Song. I wish I knew how to play as well as you do.
That's the end of my song.
Okay. Ready to take some more story? Okay.
Daddy, when you want some good song to be on that tape, tell me and I'll put it on.
Okay. Maybe in the middle of the story we can try to get that good, some more good song on, okay?
Okay.
Come over here so you can tape it good. Now, the very next day, when Jackie woke up, it was a sunny day there, and usually he would have wanted to go out and play outside with his friends, but not today. He was very excited. He put on his clothes in only 15 seconds, ran all the way to the kitchen, jumped into his seat, and drank down his cereal. Do you know why he was so excited?
Because he could play with the box giant.
That's right. He had something he wanted to do. And as soon as he was done, he was like, "Mom, I'll be in the basement. See you later." And down, he zoomed down the steps, sliding down on his bottom the way he did sometimes. Bump, 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 like that. He got down there in the basement. He started looking for that box giant. And he opened up box after box. Most of the boxes were filled with just usual things. A couple with clothes. One with eggs.
One with mommies and daddies.
Yeah.
And tins.
One box was full of chicken eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. One box he opened up. As soon as he opened up, this is what happened. The box was full of music. The music box. The next time he opened up, he heard horns. He shut the box and opened up and heard a guitar. What an amazing box. He took a knife and cut four holes in the box. And all four different kinds of music came out at once. Jackie sang along for a while. It was getting too loud, so we looked for something to plug up the holes with.
And he couldn't find anything, but luckily the next box he found was full of bubble gum. He got four big pieces of bubble gum in his mouth and started, you know what you do with bubble gum, don't you?
Chew it.
Chew it. He chewed it, and he blew four big bubbles, and you know what he did with it?
What?
He plugged up those four holes in the music box. And that stopped the music. But then the music started trying to get out and pushing the bubble gum to make a big bubble. And the horn part of the music blew the bubble bigger and bigger and bigger. And all of a sudden the bubble popped and the horn music almost knocked Jackie down. It was so loud. So Jackie got some shoe goo and covered it up. That was the end of that. We kept looking and finally saw a very tall, long box. He had to get a ladder to get up to the top of it. He climbed up the ladder, and when he opened the box, he felt some wind blowing him, and before you knew it, he had fallen head over heels into the box. Well, he expected to land on the floor quite quickly, but something unusual happened.
What?
He landed on a flying magic carpet that zoomed him away inside the box. He said, this box looks much bigger on the inside than it does on the outside. And I wonder where you think that flying carpet might take him to.
Maybe the box right in south.
You're exactly right. That's where it took him. Guess what color you think the box giant's house would be?
Brown.
A brown house. Inside it, there was
box
giant. And Jack and the giant said, oh, Jackie, I am so glad you have come back to play with me. I have a lot of fun things planned for us to do. Like what, said Jackie? Oh, we're going to spend the whole day,
I don't know.
Making boxes, he said. Making boxes, said Jackie. That doesn't sound too fun to me. Well, what's fun is what you put in them, said the box giant. That's what I like to do. So he went out into the woods with Jackie, and he took out a small box from his pocket, about this big.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we need some axes to chop down a tree to make cardboard with. Axes, said Jackie, we didn't bring any with us. Oh, yes, we did, said the box giant. Now that little box about as big as a max box, you wouldn't believe what he pulled.
What?
An axe? Another axe? Two saws? Gloves? Hats? And a rope? That is amazing, said Jackie. Yes, said the box giant, I'm very amazing. I can pull anything out of a box I want to. And they took those axes and pretty quickly they hit two trees almost chopped down. They tied a rope to help pull the tree down. Okay, said the box giant, now we need to take these boxes back home so I can saw them up and turn them into cardboard. Those trees are much too big for us to carry home, said Jackie. We'll never be able to get it. Oh, I have a way, said the box giant. And you bet you can guess what he did.
I don't know.
What do you think he might be able to put those trees in to carry him home with? I'll give you a hint.
No, you just tell.
Me just tell? A box. He pulled a box out of his pocket about as big as your head. And he grabbed one into the tree and started stuffing it into the box. Stuff. First the branches, then the leaves, then the trunk, into that box. Then the other branch, then the other leaves. Two whole trees he had stuffed into a box as big as your head. And then he set the box down and says, why do you carry that box at home? He said, Jackie. And Jackie went over and tried to pick up the box. And you know what?
What?
It was as heavy as two trees. And Jackie could not pick it up at all. Oh, I forgot about that problem, said the box giant. But I know just what to do. And he quickly, out of his backpack, put another small box, which Jackie heard a noise inside of. What he said. You can't imagine what he pulled out of that box.
What?
But four big sled dogs.
Oh, no.
And a sled, too. In that little box, there were four sled dogs and a sled. Oh, yes, said the box giant. It's amazing what I can do. So they put the box with the trees on it onto the sled and hopped on the sled themselves and hurried home. The sled dogs pulling them along. The sled dogs didn't get very far before the sled got stuck in the mud and the dirt and the rocks. I know the problem, said Jackie. Sleds do not work very well on dirt. You know what they need to have a sled work well, don't you?
Snow!
Exactly right. I am just the same, said the box giant. He pulled out a small white box that was very cold. I think I might know what you're going to do, said Jackie. Yes, said the box giant. Watch this. And he popped off the lid of the box. And quicker than you could blink, snow started pouring out of that box and all over the box giant's land. So pretty soon, there was a foot of snow on the ground up to their ankles. Now away we go, he said. And they hopped on. Just like the Grinch or Santa Claus, they were pretty soon zooming across the snow with their sled and their box full of trees. And pretty soon they were back to the box giant's house. And there the box giant opened up the box and pulled the trees out of one box. Jackie pulled the second tree out all by himself. Until I tell my mother about this, said Jackie. On second thought, he said, I don't know if she would believe me. This is crazy. And then they quickly sawed up that tree, mixed it with water and paper. And before long, they had cardboard and were building their own boxes. Jackie built two boxes and started trying to think what he should put in his boxes. What do you think Steven would put in a box if he was there with a box giant?
I don't know. I might even put the box giant in my box.
You might put the box giant in your box.
Yeah.
Well, in one box, Jackie filled it up with...
What?
L-E-G-O's. What L-E-G-O spells?
Le. D.
Le. G-O. That's G-O spell. G.
Goes.
Le.
Goes.
Legos.
Legos.
Yeah. He filled it up with Legos. And then he says, this is a box I should take home with me. Then I could always pull out however many Legos I wanted to play with. That's a good idea, said the box giant. And I think I know what I want in my other box. Jackie. And he, you know what he did?
What?
He grabbed his box and he quickly popped that box right over the box giant's head. And he had trapped the box giant in a box. And he closed it up tight. Then he didn't have anybody to play with. He started getting a little sad. So, you know, I bet you can guess what he did.
He pulled him right out of the box.
Yep, he sure did. But the box giant didn't want to go. The box giant said, this box is great, Jackie. You won't believe what's in here. So he said, I want to see. No, no, said the box giant. No room. Oh, please, said Jackie. Okay, said the box giant. I'll scoot over. And he did. When they went inside there, Jackie couldn't believe it. Everything he liked. There was little plastic dinosaurs about this big, running around like they were alive. And those dinosaurs were chasing little knights about a foot tall all over the place. And up above, he saw flying dragons and all kinds of other amazing things. "This box is great," said the box giant. "Anything you wish for could be in this box." Jackie thought, and he wished for three things.
What?
You tell me.
I don't know.
Well, what would you wish for if you were in a box store with a box giant? What things do you like?
Robin Hood Lego set.
Yep.
An alarm clock.
Yep.
And a gun.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would wish for.
And it was not just any kind of gun. It was an ice cream gun.
An ice cream gun.
It shot ice cream. And Jackie started shooting ice cream at everybody. And the box giant said, "I wish I had my own gun." And pretty soon he did. And it was a pecan twirl gun.
What kind of, and what did his gun shoot?
I'm sure you can guess that.
Pecan twirl.
Pecan twirl. Pretty soon, the little knights and dinosaurs were running around. Trying to get away from all the ice cream and pecan twirls falling down all around them. And then Jackie found another gun, shot chocolate syrup. And he started squirting those dinosaurs with chocolate syrup. And the dinosaurs started licking each other. And then the box giant started squirting them with milkshakes.
And then Jackie found another gun. It shot hair.
Hair. And the box giant found a gun that shot magic marker color. And pretty soon he started shooting blue and red and green and yellow. He shot half of Jackie's hair and it turned red. The other half and it turned green. You have a Christmas haircut now. The box giant.
And then Jackie found a Christmas, and then Jackie found a gun that shot rocks.
But the box giant found a gun that shot shields to block the rock. And Jackie found a marshmallow gun.
That shot marshmallows.
Yeah.
And then what did the box giant do?
Oh, he found a Cocoa Krispie gun.
He got Cocoa Krispies?
Yeah. And then what did Jackie find?
I don't know. Mountains.
High mountains?
Yeah.
Made of chocolate candy.
Yeah, and before long, Jackie started shooting chocolate mountains all over the place.
Yeah. And the box giant decided to climb up it.
Climb up a mountain full of chocolate.
Oh, yeah. And the way he did it was very steep, but he ate steps into it. He ate steps all into it. And Jackie said, "That looks pretty fun. I want to try it, too." And Jackie went over there. But the sun was getting pretty high, and the chocolate started to melt and was very slippery. And the chocolate all started melting into a huge chocolate river. Jackie went down to take a sip, but there were peanut fish swimming in the river.
What's a peanut fish?
It's a fish made of peanuts. Like a candy bar made of peanuts. And you think those fish wanted Jackie drinking from their chocolate river?
No.
Oh, no, they did not. So they started shooting, spitting Rice Krispies at Jackie. And Jackie did not know what to do. But he heard his mommy calling him. And he said, "I think that's my mommy." Wait, said the box giant. "Don't go yet. We're not even in the right box to go home." So Jackie and the box giant looked for the right box to go home. And you know where they finally found it?
box?
I looked in box after box and couldn't find it. But there was one box. They started smelling something awful good. Chocolate chip cookies baking in the oven.
Those smell like the kind my mommy makes, said Jackie. Let's follow our nose.
Nose.
So they followed their nose, it always knows, the smell of chocolate cookies wherever they go. And they hopped in that box, but it turned out to be...